mascot on the horizon. Wait for the next round of
Karim Samara. That's him, and he joins us in the studio. He's a British Palestinian musician, founding member of Artists for Palestine, United Kingdom, and London Palestine Action. He collaborates now with Baltimore's Ryan Harvey, blending American and Arabic protest music, as well as working on his own loop-based exploration of Arab music using oud and percussion, and is here in the States and here in the studio. And welcome, Karim.
Hi, Mark. Thanks very much for having me.
Good to have you here. Y'all can join us here at 410-319-8888. Write to us here at talk@steinershow.org by email. Log on our Facebook pages. But as I said, there's so many birthday messages there. Don't log on there. Just call in at 410-319.
Happy birthday. Let me be the first to.
Thank you. Thank
one
you.
Second to say it.
So talk a bit about where do we start here? I mean, so Mark Henry, my producer, was telling me about the work you do and the way you explore music as just a way to kind of find our culture and to also speak to who we are. Talk a bit about what you do.
Well, I was first and foremost a guitarist. I was raised on classic hard rock of my dad and David Bowie, Zeppelin, etc., etc. But my mother's influence was always playing Arabic music while she was doing whatever in the house. And so I grew up with a love of both Arabic classical music and the hard rock, and weirdly, with Robert Plant from Zeppelin being a good, should we say, user of Arabic music in his work, that kind of crossed over as well. With my oud teacher ended up actually years before I started learning was on the tour with Jimmy Page and Robert Plant in No Quarter. Huh. So there's a kind of weird link between my Arabic community in London and sort of my dad's heroes, really. And from there on, I got into the Arabic oud and continued to play that. And it was a way of me touching home, really, in terms of my heritage and my mother's side of the family.
Palestinian
refugees to Egypt. So, for example, none of my family have been back to Palestine, or none of my... I don't think any of my family have been back to Palestine since they left the place called Yaffa, which is on the coast.
Right.
So my eldest aunties were born there, and then my mother was born in Egypt and was born and raised in Egypt, but was never an Egyptian because you retain your Palestinian refugee statehood for the right of return, etc. So none of us have ever been back, and learning Palestinian folk songs, Arabic folk songs, the links between the different Arabic countries and different traditions was a way of me getting better at the language, understanding terminology, understanding folklore, understanding where protest is used, then the politics of the protest, the politics of the song, the way that it can be used to be the worker, the peasant, you know, what does folk really mean in that setting. And then referred it to my European upbringing and understanding of folk music as well, and then that led me into activism. So music led me into activism rather than the other way around, really.
But you're also a very serious student of music.
Yes, yeah. I've studied the oud now privately with an usted, which is like your personal teacher for 6 years now, and that's been it's a well. You think you're getting hold of it, and then something else comes along and completely throws you in and makes you feel worthless. And then realize you have to practice a lot more.
Well, you want to give us some of your worthless oud then?
Yeah, I'll give you some of my worthless oud.
Talk a bit about the oud for our listeners as you ready to play.
So the oud is the granddad of the guitar, basically. It was they say it's about 4,000 years old in terms of the most basic form of it. And the most recent modern form was what was taken to Andalusia by the Arabs and the Jews that moved along the top of Africa from the Middle East along to Spain. And that's where the oud became the flamenco guitar. And then Arabic music and Jewish music and gypsy music formed the basis of flamenco. And the oud became this European lute, and then it became the flamenco guitar, but it also retained its place as an Arabic music staple, and it's still the main base of composition for all Arabic music, even to this day. It was traditionally actually always played by women as well.
So what are you going to play for us now?
I'll actually play a song from Andalusia called La Mabedia Tethenna. So the song, we don't know who wrote it, but it's based on... There's a form of music called Muashahat, which is a lot of like a book of poetry that was written in Andalusia, and then there are sets of music and rhythms to go along with certain poetry. And a lot of the poetry is relating beauty and love to the land that they're in and the people, and then also the land that they've left behind. And then also, actually, when people went back towards the Middle East, the love of Andalusia and what they left behind in Andalusia as well. So, and it's a set of songs, and it's been covered by everybody, but this is it.
Okay. So we only have a couple minutes left in the segment, Karim. We're with Karim Samara, here visiting, a member of Artists for Palestine UK and an activist and an incredible, obviously, musician. You can hear his work here as you listen on the air. We'll be linking to his stuff on the web. So, brother, take us out with Karim. Take us out with some oud here for the last couple of minutes of this segment. Karim Samara.
Okay. I just do some what they call takasim, which is a build-up of improvising.
Cool. Okay. Cool. Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our new production intern and production assistant, Nadia Romlikin. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. To podcast Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner.